A strange noise came from the trees. Wells sat up straighter, all his senses on the alert. There was a cracking sound, followed by a rustling. The murmurs by the fire turned to gasps as a strange shape materialized out of the shadows, part human, part animal, like something from the ancient myths. Wells leapt to his feet, but then the creature moved past the tree line and into the light. Bellamy stood with an animal carcass draped over his shoulders, a trail of blood in his wake. A deer. Wells' eyes traveled over the lifeless animal, taking in its soft brown fur, spindly legs, delicately tapered ears. As Bellamy moved toward them, the deer's head swayed back and forth from its limp neck, but it never made a full arc, because each time it swung, it knocked against something else. It was another head, swinging from another slender neck. The deer had two heads. Wells froze as everyone around the fire scrambled to their feet, some of them inching forward for a better look, others backing up in terror.
"Is it safe?"
one girl asked. "It's safe," Clark's voice came from the shadows, and then she stepped into the light. "The radiation might have mutated the genetic material hundreds of years ago, but there wouldn't be any trace of it now." Everyone fell silent as Clark stretched out her hand to stroke the creature's fur. Standing in a pool of moonlight, she never looked so beautiful. Clark turned to Bellamy with a smile that made Wells' stomach twist. "We're not going to starve." Then she said something Wells couldn't hear, and Bellamy nodded. Wells exhaled, willing his resentment to drain away. He took another deep breath before walking toward Bellamy and Clark. She stiffened as he approached, but Wells forced himself to keep his eyes on Bellamy.
"Thank you," Wells said. "This will feed a lot of people."
Bellamy stared at him questioningly as he shifted his weight from one foot to the other.
"I mean it," Wells said. "Thanks."
Finally, Bellamy nodded. Wells went back to his place by the fire, leaving Bellamy and Clark to talk quietly, their heads bowed together.